There's no cure and there's no effective treatment for people suffering from Alzheimer's disease, but a recent study is offering a promising new method of slowing the progression of mild to moderate Alzheimer's. The Department of Veterans Affairs sponsored the study, which involved more than 600 veterans who were given high doses of vitamin E. According to the Associated Press, this is the first time any treatment has been shown to alter the course of dementia at that stage. Dr. Tae-Joon Lee is the Associate Professor of Family Medicine and Geriatric Fellowship Director at ECU's Brody School of Medicine. He isn't directly involved with the study, but he is familiar with the treatment method and the risks involved with administering vitamin E in high doses. Dr. Lee, thanks for speaking with us.
Good to talk with you.
Now, researchers in this study found that vitamin E helped delay the decline in daily living skills, like preparing meals or getting dressed, by about 6 months to over a two-year period. Now, how does vitamin E react to the brain that makes it effective as a treatment for Alzheimer's?
So the thought is that there's a lot of cell death in the brain when you have Alzheimer's dementia over time. And some of these cell death may be caused by what's called free radicals in the brain. There are certain chemicals that act as antioxidants, and they can sort of capture these free radicals in the brain. And the thought is that if you decrease the amount of free radicals, then the cells that ultimately die in the brain, the rate may decrease over time.
Has the Brody School of Medicine considered using vitamin E as a way of helping Alzheimer's patients?
Really is something that's left up to the individual patient and physicians. Right now, this is one study that came out recently saying that it can help potentially with people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia. But this is one of many studies or multiple studies in this area where some of them show some benefit, some of them actually don't show any benefit. And some studies actually show that there's potential for side effects and some major problems with high-dose vitamin D. So this is an ongoing area of study. I don't think there's any conclusive evidence that, you know, people for sure should be using vitamin E on every single patient with Alzheimer's dementia.
Right. In fact, that's one of the things that the researchers in the study warned, is basically that people shouldn't go to rush out to take vitamin E without knowing the possible side effects and the risks that are associated with it. What are some of those risks?
More common problems include GI problems, diarrhea, upset stomach, and nausea. And then that may be fairly mild or, you know, not life-threatening, but there are some studies that indicate that high doses, and doses that were used in this study were about 100 times the amount of daily recommended dosage. At that level, you can actually see some bleeding problems, especially when you mix it with aspirin or other blood thinners. And there could potentially be some increase of what we call all-cause mortality, meaning not just people dying from Alzheimer's dementia, but everything combined, you know, heart problems, strokes, bleeding problems.
With a study that was done recently, they administered high doses of vitamin E. But I wonder if there has been a study conducted where a moderate amount of the vitamin was given. And I wonder, too, if some of those dangerous side effects you mentioned, would those be avoided?
There is one study that used a lower dose of vitamin E. So, for example, this one used 2,000 units of vitamin E. Another study that was done used only 800 units of the synthetic vitamin E. The daily recommended dose of vitamin E is about 20 units or so per day, and that one found no evidence that it helps with either memory or progression to Alzheimer's dementia.
So what I'm hearing you say is using vitamin E to treat Alzheimer's, you know, even though the study found that it was affected, you're saying that there needs to be more research done about the vitamin itself, and especially the way it reacts with our body.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right now, the research is pretty rudimentary in that we don't know the exact mechanism of how this chemical works. We know that it is one of those vitamins that the body requires and that most people can get enough of it through either balanced diet or, you know, very small amount of supplementation through multiple vitamins. But when you give super high doses like they did in this study, we just don't know exactly what happens to the chemical in the body. Plus, it is a synthetic form that they used in the study, and that there may or may not be some major differences between that and the natural form. And it's one of those things where Alzheimer's research is very limited in that we don't really know what exactly causes the brain cells to die over time. We know that there are certain proteins and chemicals that are found in the brain, and there are multiple studies going on to try to figure out if there's any way to stop these proteins from forming. But unfortunately, so far, there's nothing that either stops the progression of Alzheimer's dementia or prevents it for sure.
Dr. Lee, many caregivers are willing to try anything when it comes to helping their family member or a loved one who has Alzheimer's, especially a treatment that looks as promising as using vitamin E. Now, what would you say to someone who came into the Brody School of Medicine that wanted to start a high-dose vitamin E treatment?
If the families are really wanting to try it and they understand that there could be potential side effects, you know, we talked about some of the bleeding risk and GI problems, I think that's reasonable to give it a try. But even at best is a very modest improvement, according to this study, in the overall functioning.
Besides vitamin E, have there been any other methods or treatments that have proven effective in slowing the progression of Alzheimer's?
Yeah, it's not really talked about as much compared to taking a pill, you know, like a vitamin E pill or some prescription medication. But they're just as important. So, for example, exercising your brain is very important at any level, you know, whether you already have Alzheimer's dementia or memory problem or not. It's important to exercise your brain, learn new things, try new things, you know, have social engagements, make lots of connections in your brain with different parts of the brain. Try learning new hobbies, new activities. Daily exercise has been shown to decrease the rate of memory problems and cognitive problems. Generally, what we consider healthy for the heart, you know, having good blood pressure control, well-balanced diet, avoiding obesity and diabetes, those things are good for the heart. But it turns out those things are also associated with decreasing the risk for Alzheimer's dementia later on in life.
Dr. Lee, really appreciate taking some time to speak with us. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm speaking with Dr. Tae-Joon Lee. He's the Associate Professor of Family Medicine and Geriatric Fellowship Director at ECU's Brody School of Medicine. The results of the Veterans Affairs-sponsored study were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. If you'd like to view the document, we've provided a link at our website, publicradioeast.org. Just look for this story.